To tell the truth, what Ramana had been telling Savitri didn't come as a total surprise. She had been raised to believe in the soul. She had heard about how the higher self, the inward dweller, as Lord Krishna called it, was immortal. But these lessons had seemed remote. "How do I know I have a soul?" she asked. "You cannot know by seeing it or touching it," Ramana said. "Your soul might whisper to you, but even then you could just be hearing echoes of your own voice." "So the soul may be a fiction?" Savitri asked, with a sinking feeling. "The soul isn't a fiction just because it's invisible," Ramana said. "Look." Suspended in a shaft of light was the outline of an intricate spider web anchored between two bushes. "A spider made this web," said Ramana. "You see his work, but you don't see the spider. He holds a tiny thread that tells him when anything lands in the web. Where has the spider gone?" "It doesn't matter as long as the connection exists." Savitri couldn't help being stubborn. "I still may be imagining I have a soul." "Ah, but that's the wonder." Ramana's face was suddenly aglow with inspiration. "Nature imagines spiders. Big ones were imagined, and small ones, and hairy ones. We are foolish to think the spider is a thing. It is a shifting whirl of qualities, ever-changing and fascinating. The soul is like that too. However you imagine it, it will take on that quality and still have infinite potential left over. When you ask, 'Where is my soul?' the answer isn't a place but a potential. The soul is wherever it is, has been, and will be." Ramana's eyes remained fixed on the web, rippling in the sunlight. And through his fascination, Savitri began to be fascinated too. She couldn't know for certain if the spider that made this web was big or small, yet that didn't stop her from knowing that it was real. She had no idea of what her soul looked like either, or what lay across the boundary of death. All she had was an invisible thread. Would it be enough? "Yes," Ramana said. "You have listened well today. You are learning." Savitri smiled a little doubtfully. Suddenly she was quite tired. She sank down on a billowy bank of moss and closed her eyes. She forgot where she was or the dangers she faced. It was enough just to sleep.